Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebar in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebar, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen.
Daf Sadi Gimel. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Morris Misri and Sons in memory of Yosef Ben Arlin. שנפטר בקיצור ימים ושנים. רוח השם תניחנו בגן עדן. אמן. Today's daf is being studied לעילוי נשמת רחם ברוך רפאל בן מרים and אברהם בן אסתר. רוח השם תניחנו בגן עדן. אמן. We begin on צדי ב' עמוד שני, two lines from the bottom. Just to review, in our last daf we discussed a machloket between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshat regarding somebody that was bederech rechoka. That means somebody that was far away from Yerushalayim on the 14th, and therefore was unable to reach Yerushalayim in time for the Korban Pesach. So the machloket was, according to Rav Nachman, he said, that even though he is not there for the time of the Shechita and the Zirika, he can have others slaughter for him and sprinkle the blood, and he will meet them at the time of, let's say, the eating. Whereas according to Rav Sheshat, no. That if somebody is Bederech Rechoka, he cannot send a Shaliach for him to bring the Korban. Now the Gemara is going to prove what is the source of Rav Sheshat. So Amar Rav Sheshat, Mina Aminala. Where do I know this from? Detanya, we have a Braita. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Ne'emar Tameh, V'ne'emar Bederech Rechoka. In the Pasuk, it talks about two people that could not bring the Korban Pesach. Somebody that was Tameh, meaning ritually impure, and somebody that was Bederech Rechoka, somebody that was far away. It puts them together. It juxtaposes Tameh with Derech Rechoka. Same group. So Rabbi Akiva says, Ma Tameh. Just like by the case of the Tameh. Shisipek biyado la'asot. Meaning, he wants to, or he has the ability to bring, meaning, he is in Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
He's within the wall technically. He can bring if he wants, ve'en oseh, but he can't. Why? Because the Torah says you have tum'ah. But from a standpoint of himself, he's ready to bring, which means he has the ability from his own standpoint. He's in Yerushalayim, he wants to bring it. But what the Torah says, you're tameh. Av derech rechoka nameh. So too, in the case of derech rechoka, shesipek biyado la'asot. He also has the ability to bring. How? Through a shaliyah. Ve'en oseh, but he cannot bring. So therefore, again, the Gemara, according to Rabbi Akiva, is comparing the case of Tameh to Derech Rechoka. Now, from the standpoint of the person that's Tameh, if you ask him, he's ready to bring. He's there in Yerushalayim, he's ready to bring the Korban. But what? The Torah says, I'm sorry, you're Tameh, you can't bring. Oh, so too is the case of the Derech Rechoka. From his standpoint, he says, even though I'm far away, I'm ready to bring. I'll send my Shaliyah. And still we're going to tell him, you can't do it. So therefore, Rav Nachman brings his source from the Tameh next to Derech Rechoka. So comes Gemara and says, Rav Nachman, how is Rav Nachman going to answer this? Rav Nachman argues. Rav Nachman says that somebody with Derech Rechoka can send a Shaliyah. Rav Nachman, Amar Lecha, Rabbi Akiva le'tameh. Yeah, Rabbi Akiva is going according to his reasoning. The kasavar in shohatin v'zorkin al tameh sheretz. Let's review Rabbi Akiva's opinion, as we learned.
So it was something else.
He holds that what? That you cannot shohet for somebody that is tameh sheretz, even though technically by nightfall he will be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Still, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is you cannot bring the Korban for a tameh sheretz. Now, let's read Rashi to understand what this has to do with the machloket. fourth line in Nashi. Rabbi Akiva Sabar in Shokatim Vizurkinat the Mesheres. Ba'afagav the Hazere Urta, even though he's going to be worthy in the evening, Ve'ai Sipek the Ka'amar, that which Rabbi Akiva said, Haki Ka'amar, Ma Tameh, Shisipek Biyado La'asot the Hazere Mechal Urta, meaning the case of Tameh was like this, just like a Tameh. Technically, by evening, he will be worthy. For example, in the case of Tameh Sheretz. Va'afidu hache, and still what's the deen? En shohatin vizurkin alav. So therefore, yeah, according to Rabbi Akiva, we understand the logic that just like a Tameh Sheretz, that we cannot bring the Qurban Pesach for him on Erev Pesach. Why? Even though he's going to be worthy to eat that night, doesn't matter. Yes, according to that logic, he'll say same thing with a Derech Rechukah. However, Rav Nachman says, I hold that a Tameh Sheretz, you can slaughter for him during Erev Pesach because he'll be worthy at night. So for the same logic, somebody that's with Derech Rechukah can also have it sent, since he'll be there by night to eat the Qurban Pesach. So therefore, what Rav Nachman's telling Rav Sheshat, don't bring me a proof from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is going according to his opinion. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that what a Tameh Sheretz cannot bring the Qurban Pesach for him. Which means even though technically, like the Gemara says, he will be worthy for the Qurban when the evening comes, but still Rabbi Akiva says it doesn't matter. Okay, so according to Rabbi Akiva as well, somebody's Bederek Rechukah, even though technically he can't bring the Qurban Ali Neshaliyah, it's not going to work. But Rav Nachman says, that doesn't have any bearings on me. I don't hold like that. I hold like the opinion that says, what a Tameh Sheretz you can bring for him. And what? He'll be worthy at night. Same thing with a Derech Rechukah, that you'll bring for him now through a Shaliyah, and he'll be worthy to eat it by night. So comes the Gemara and says, Ve'ana Sfir Alem, Rav Nachman talking, so I hold, Keman de Amar, Shohatin Vezorkin Al Tameh Sheretz, that indeed you can slaughter for a Tameh Sheretz, therefore you can as well send a Shaliyah for the somebody that was Bederech Rechukah. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. Elu She'osin Et Hasheni, the following people qualify to bring Pesach Sheni. Hazavin, that's somebody that's a male that had an emission come from his body that renders him tameh. That's zavot. That's a female that had the same tumah. Hamtzura'in, that's a male leper. Vamtzura'ot, that's a female leper. Vinidot, that's a lady that became nida. Ubo'ale nidot, and those that cohabitated with the nida, the law is that somebody that cohabitates with the nida also becomes tameh himself. Ve'ayildot, a lady that gave birth. Hashogegin, somebody that unintentionally missed Pesach Rishon. Ve'anusin, or somebody because of circumstances beyond his capability missed it. Ve'amizidim, and for that matter, people that were intentionally that missed Pesach Rishon. Ve'tameh, and somebody that was tameh, for example, tameh met, that came in contact with corpse tumah. V'sha'aya b'derech rechoka, and for that matter, somebody that was far away. So therefore, the Gemara is basically giving you all the people that qualify for Pesach Sheni. They couldn't bring on Pesach Rishon most of these people because they were Tameim, whether it was because of Zavut or Mitzorat or Tamemet, and you also have the case of Derech Rechoka as well. So comes the Gemara and says, Imken, lama ne'emar Tameh. So the question of the Gemara is, why then does it say Tameh? Which means you have other cases that also can bring Pesach Sheni. So why in the Pasuk that talks about Pesach Sheni, it mentions specifically Tameh? You have Shogegin, you have Anusin, you have other cases. Why did the Torah specifically say the case of Tameh? So the Gemara says, Lama Ne'emar? Is that a question? Why does it say the word Tameh in the Pasuk? You know what the Hiddush is? The Hiddush is like this, that a Tameh fellow, even if he wants to bring it
on Pesach Rishon through others, we don't allow him. So the Torah is coming to say, Atameh, you have no choice but to bring in Pesach Sheni. Because if I didn't have that written in the Pasuk, I might have argued. I might have said, well, let the Tameh guy, he himself can go, let him dispatch somebody to bring it. The Pasuk says, no, somebody that's Tameh must bring it only on Pesach Sheni. So that's why it says Tameh. Good. Oh, so now we want to know, why does the Torah specifically give the example of Derech Rehoka? According to this opinion, we're assuming if the Gemara is asking this question, the Gemara is not going to answer that to teach me that he can't dispatch anybody. Just like it answered by Tameh, it can answer the same thing by Derech Rehoka, to teach me that if someone that's Derech Rehoka cannot send anybody, but it doesn't say that. That's mashma that what? That really he can dispatch somebody. Oh, so if he can dispatch somebody, so then what's the reason why you specifically told me Derech Rehoka as opposed to all the other people that are exempt from Pesach? They should not bring Pesach Sheni. Lepotro menakaret. Oh, it's coming to tell me that somebody that was Derech Rehoka, if he doesn't bring it on Pesach Rishon, he is going to be exempt from the punishment of Karet. Uchman de Amar Hurza. And this is going according to the opinion that says that if he brings it on Yedei Shaliyah, it is accepted. So therefore, that's not what the Hadush of the Pasuk is. The Hadush of the Pasuk is that if he doesn't bring it because he was Bederek Nehoka, he's not subject to Karet. Let's read Rashi inside. Ela lama ne'emar derech rehoka? Rashi. Imishum de'iba'el me'ibad lo ta'abid. If you're going to tell me, it's coming to teach me that if he wants to bring it, he can't. That's not so. Ha'bederech rehokau. Ve'im tomar. I'm sorry, I read again. Imishum de'iba'el me'ibad lo ta'abid. If it's coming to tell me that if he himself wants to bring it, he can't. Well, of course not. Of course he can't bring it himself, he's far away. Maybe it's coming to tell me, maybe it's coming to tell me that you cannot send the Pesach, like Rav Sheshat says. No. This Tana of the Bright tells like Rav Nachman, that he holds a lot, that you can send it and it will be accepted. If it was going like Rav Sheshat, we know why the Pasuk has to say Derech Rehoka. Derech Rehoka is teaching me that not only he can't bring it, it's obvious he can't bring it because he's been Derech Rehoka, but he can't even have it sent. But the Braita doesn't say that. The Braita says the reason why it has to tell me Derech Rehoka is to teach me that somebody that was been Derech Rehoka is not going to be subject to Karev. So this is a Braita to support the opinion of Rav Nachman. Comes the Gemara and says, Isha Basheni Mi Mechayva. One of the things we said in this Braita was, if you have, let's say, a lady that was an Ida, she couldn't bring on Pesach Rishon, so she qualifies as a candidate for Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara asks, Isha Basheni Mi Mechayva. Is a lady obligated in Pesach Sheni? Ve'atanya, we learned in a Braita, Yachol lo yihu osin et hasheni ela tameh nefesh v'shaya bederech rechoka. I would have thought if I just read the Pasuk, it only gives me two people that qualify for Pesach Sheni. Tameh nefesh and derech rechoka. Zavin, that's men. Tzura'in, men that are lepers. U'bo'ale nidot, men that cohabitate with nida. Minayin, how do you know they also qualify? Tamud omar, ish ish. The fact that it says ish ish ki yetameh, the double ish ish teaches me that there's more people that qualify as well, but only men. So how could you tell me that if a lady was an Ida, she qualified? So this Braita's mashma, only men qualify. The Gemara says, lakasha, no question. Harbi yoseh, Harbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Shimon. If you remember, on the previous Dapim, we learned the three-way mahloket between Rabbi Yoseh, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon regarding the status of a lady and her obligation to Gabe Pesach Sheni. According to Rabbi Yoseh's opinion was that a lady is not obligated in Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni. So that Braita that said that only the men are obligated is going like Rabbi Yoseh. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, their opinion was that the ladies can bring on Pesach Sheni, either mandatory according to Rabbi Yehuda, or voluntarily according to Rabbi Shimon. So therefore the Gemara says, we have a machlokas at the name of the subject. So therefore, the braita that says they don't bring it all, that's going like Rabbi Yosef. And the opinion that said they do bring, that can either be going like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara brings a braita. Tanu Rabbanan. Hayav karet al arishon vehayav karet al asheni divrei Rabbi. First opinion, Rabbi's opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He says there's a karet punishment for Pesach Rishon and there's a karet punishment for Pesach Sheni. Now this cannot mean that if a person intentionally doesn't bring on Pesach Rishon and intentionally doesn't bring on Pesach Sheni, that he's going to get two karets. You can't get two karets. Karet, for example, is somebody will die less than 60. Person can't die less than 60 twice. So what does Rabbi mean when he says that Yahayaf karet on Pesach Rishon and Yahayaf karet on Pesach Sheni? What does this mean? So let's read Rashi. Rashi says, Hayav karet al Rishon and Hayav karet al Sheni. Hayuv karet yesh al ze v'al ze. You cannot find two karets in one person. You can't kill a person twice. So maybe it means if, let's say, he was unintentional. Let's say by mistake, unintentionally, he didn't bring on Pesach Rishon, and unintentionally, he didn't bring on Pesach Sheni, and the Hadush is that he's telling me you have to bring two Korban Hatats, because normally when you transgress a Torah commandment, Bishogeg, you bring a Korban Hatat. So maybe that's what it means. Because normally the law is like this. On what type of mitzvot do you bring a Korban Hatat if you transgress Bishogeg? Only a type of mitzvah that is punishable by karet if you did it b'mezid. The law is like this. If you did something b'mezid, you hayav karet, b'shogeg would be hayav korban hatat. As a simple example, Shabbat. Shabbat, if a person transgresses Shabbat b'mezid, and there was no witnesses, he gets karet. So what's the deen if he transgressed Shabbat b'shogeg? You bring a korban hatat. Also, maybe that's what it's telling me. Since Pesach, we know, is punishable by karet, maybe the hadush of Rabbi is that if you didn't bring up Pesach Rishon b'shogeg, and you didn't bring up Pesach Sheni b'shogeg, so you hayav two korban hataot. That can't be. Why? Because we have another rule. You only bring korban hatat on a lo ta'aseh, on a negative commandment. But you don't bring a korban hatat by transgressing a positive commandment. Here, by korban Pesach, it's a positive commandment. Bring the korban Pesach. And therefore, even though it does have a punishment of karet attached to it, but there would not be a korban hatat if somebody transgressed. It should be pointed out there are only two positive commandments in the Torah that have a karet punishment. Korban Pesach and Brit Milah. So therefore, the statement of Rabbi makes no sense. Does it mean the person is going to get two karets? Impossible. Does it mean he's going to have to bring two korban hatat if he didn't bring shogeg? Impossible. There's no korban hatat on a mitzvah. So what does Rabbi mean? So Rashi tells us, and towards the end of that Rashi, in a nafka mina, tim shagag be'ehad mehen ve'hezid b'havero hayav. Meaning like this, let's say the fellow on Pesach Rishon was Bishogeg, he didn't bring it Bishogeg. But when it came to Pesach Sheni, he was Mezid, Rabbi Hayav Karet. Because Pesach Sheni, according to the B, also carries a Karet. Or the opposite case, let's say on Pesach Rishon, he was a Mezid, and when it came to Pesach Sheni, he was Bishogeg, he gets Karet. Because Pesach Rishon also carries a karet. That would be one manifestation of Rabbi's case. That she gives a second example. Let's say you have a convert that converted between the two Pesachim. So Pesach Rishon didn't have an obligation. He wasn't Jewish. In between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he converted. Now on Pesach Sheni, on purpose, he didn't bring. According to Rabbi, Pesach Shini is its own obligation, and therefore the ger will be hayav karet because he didn't bring on Pesach Shini. So basically, if you want to understand Rabbi's opinion, he looks at Pesach Rishon and Pesach Shini as two separate mo'adim, and therefore, if you're mezid on either one of them, you're going to be hayav karet. Now, it should be pointed out just to make things easy. Obviously, in all these opinions that we're going to read, you can only get karet if you're bimezid. You're never going to get a karet on a shogeg. So therefore, according to the B, just to crystallize, if you're mezid in either of the pesachim, either Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, you're going to get a karet. That's the first opinion. Now we go to the second opinion. Rabbi Natan Omer, Rabbi Natan says, Chayav karet al Rishon upatur al Sheni. Rabbi Natan says, you only hayav karet for being mezid on Pesach Rishon, but you're not hayav for Pesach Sheni. What's the logic? The Gemara will explain. But let's just read Rashi. Upatur al Sheni vim shagag berishon vezid besheni patur. Meaning, according to Rabbi Natan, let's say a fellow on the first Pesach was Beshogeg. So therefore, came the second Pesach. Second Pesach, he was Bemezid, no Karet. Because you can only get Karet according to Rabbi Natan for being Mezid on Pesach Rishon Davka. Third opinion. Rabbi Hananya ben Akabya Omer, Af al Rishon eno Hayav Karet, Ela imke lo asa et asheri. He comes along and says, even on the first Pesach that you didn't bring Bemezid, that's pending. You only will get karet for the first one if you didn't bring the second Pesach Bemezid as well. So according to Rav Hananya ben Akavya, the only way to get a karet is you have to be Mezid on both. Right, you have to be a Mezid on both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Now, let's read Rashi. Let's read Rashi. Af al Harishon. That's the opinion of Rav Hananya ben Akavya. Im Mezid, eno hayav karet. According to Rav Hananya, if you're a Mezid on Pesach Rishon, you don't get karet yet. Aj Yazid af Besheni. Until you're also a Mezid on Pesach Sheni. אבל אם עשת השני או שגג בו פתור לגמרי. She's according to Rabbi Hananya. You brought the first, you didn't bring the first one, you were mezid. When it came to the second Pesach, you were shogeg. There is no karet. Why? The שני תשלומים דרישון. Because he understands that Pesach שני is a tikkun for Pesach Rishon. Meaning, if you didn't bring it on Rishon, it's a makeup. You can rectify what you didn't do on Pesach Rishon. V'takata d'rishonu. U'mezid shelo gamrosh shel karet d'rishon. Hilkach be'ezem mehen sheshagag patur. Therefore, according to Rav Hananya, if you were shogeg on any of them, you're patur. Let's speak it out. If you're shogeg on Pesach Rishon, okay, so therefore, obviously, there's no karet on that. And Pesach Shini is only a makeup for the Rishon. And since the Rishon you were Shogeg, there is no Karet. If you were Mezid on the Rishon and you were Shogeg on the Sheni, well, since when it came to the makeup, you're only a Shogeg, so they can't obligate you for the Rishon. Therefore, you're Patur from Karet, like you said. You can only be Hayav according to the Hananya if you are a Mezid on both. And now the Gemara is going to explain. These three opinions, they are the B. Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, they are following their reasonings. The Tanya, we have a Braita. Ger shenitgayer ben shene pesachim. That's the case we discussed, the convert that converted between the two pesachim. Vechen katan shehigdil ben shene pesachim. Or let's say a minor became of age, became a gadol in between the two pesachim. Chayav la'asot Pesach Sheni divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says he's obligated to bring Pesach Sheni because Rabbi looks at Pesach Sheni as a separate moed. It's a separate holiday. It's got nothing to do with Pesach Rishon. And therefore, he's a gadol now. I don't care if you aren't around for Pesach Rishon. You're around now for Pesach Sheni. You have to bring it. And therefore, he holds if he was a mezid on Pesach Sheni, he would get karet as well. Rabbi Natan Omer, kol shezakuk l'rishon, zakuk l'sheni. anybody that was obligated on Pesach Rishon is obligated in Pesach Sheni. Kol she'en zakuk l'rishon, en zakuk l'sheni. But somebody that was not obligated on the Rishon, for example, like the Ger or the Katan, he's not obligated on the Sheni. Therefore, according to Rabbi Natan, even if he's a Mezid on Pesach Sheni, no problem, because you didn't have an obligation from Pesach Rishon. So comes the Gemara and says, "Bemai kamepalge." What is the root of the machlok between the Rabbi and Rabbi Natan? Rabbi Savar Sheni Regel Bifnei Atzmo. Finished. Rabbi holds that Pesach Sheni is a holiday on its own. It's a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. And therefore, one is going to be obligated to bring it even if he was not obligated on Pesach Rishon. I'll get karet if he doesn't do it, Bemezid. Rabbi Natan Savar. Rabbi Natan says no. Sheni Tashlumin Dirishonu. Which means the Sheni, the Pesach Sheni, according to Rabbi Natan, is only a makeup to rectify what he didn't do on Pesach Rishon. Tikune l'Rishon lo matkine. But if he does not have to, if he's not hayab on the Rishon, like in the case of the Ger or the case of the Katan, there's nothing to rectify. So therefore, in that case over there, he would not be hayab, even if he was a Mezid on the Pesach Sheni, he would not be hayab. That is the opinion of Rabbi Natan. Let's read Rashi. Tashlumin de Rishon. Uman de lo ehzi berishon, somebody that was not worthy on the Pesach Rishon, lo mehayev asheni. Good, he's not obligated on sheni. Umihu tikunel rishon mekaret. However, this Pesach sheni does rectify the karet, meaning imezid berishon lo metakene. Which means like this. Rabbi Natan's opinion needs to be clarified. While if somebody wasn't obligated on the Rishon and he didn't bring Pesach Sheni b'mezid, there's no karet because the Sheni only rectifies the Rishon. However, if somebody did not bring a coin to Rabbi Natan, the first Pesach Rishon b'mezid, so that she says, imezid b'rishon lo metkene, it's not going to fix it. Hilkach hayav karet al rishon va'afilu asat hasheni. When Rabbi Natan is an interesting shitaya, he says even if a person brings on the sheni, if he brought the first pesach, if he didn't bring obviously the first pesach b'mezid, he's still going to be hayav karet upatur al hasheni im shagag b'rishon bezid b'sheni. Which means, according to Rabbi Natan, let's say it clearer: the only time you can get karet is Hezid Berishon. Which is, once a person's Hezid Berishon, automatically, according to Rabbi Natan, you get a karet. Now, even though the second one he holds, you get a tikkun, meaning you could rectify, but that's only because they give you an allowance to bring the Pesach Sheni. But if he was brought it Bishogeg, he forgot, let's say Bishogeg, doesn't matter. I mean, he didn't bring Pesach Sheni Bishogeg, doesn't matter. Since the first Pesach was Bemezid, you're going to be Hayav, it doesn't matter. Once the first Pesach is Bemezid, according to Rabbi Natan, there is going to be a karet. Now, of course, if a person brought Pesach Sheni, still, according to Rabbi Natan, there is a karet. That's what Rashi says. Let's read that inside again. That needs to be explained again. We read this Rashi inside Tashlumin Berishon. Uman de lo ehzi berishon, somebody that's not ra'uy ferishon, lo mehayev asheni. Good, he's not hayav on the sheni. Umiyu. Tekune l'rishon mekaret imezid berishon lo matkinde. That's what Rashi is telling you. That if somebody was mezid on the Rishon, the second Pesach is not going to rectify it. Hilkach hayav karet al Rishon. Va'afilu asat hasheni. Even if he brought the sheni. Upatur l'sheni im shagag berishon mezid berishoni. All Rabbi Natan is telling you, let's say it was the opposite. Let's say he was a shogeg on the Rishon and a mezid on the sheni, he'll be patur. You could only be a mezid according to Rabbi Natan on the Rishon. But once you're mezid on the Rishon, it's finished. There is no way to fix it. Even if you brought the Sheni, you're still going to be hayav on the Rishon. Comes the Gemara and says, the Rabbi Hananya bin Akavya Savar, Rabbi Hananya bin Akavya says, Sheni, takantad Rishon. He says, this Korban Pesach Sheni fixes the first one. And therefore you can only be hayav karet if you were mezid on both. So let's review the three she taught quickly. Rabbi says to be hayav karet, you can be hayav karet either or. Either you're mezid on the Rishon or mezid on the Sheni. Rav Hananya ben Rabbi Natan holds, you can only be hayav karet if you were mezid on the Rishon, not on the Sheni. According to Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, you can only be hayav karet if you were mezid on both. And what's the logic? Rabbi holds Pesach Rishon is a holiday on its own, and Pesach Sheni is a holiday on its own. And if you're mezid on either one, there's a karet. Rabbi Natan, he holds that, of course, Pesach Rishon is the ikar, and Pesach Sheni is a makeup. It's not a regular b'fnei asmo. But if you're a mezid on the Pesach Rishon, the Pesach Sheni cannot undo the karet. Whereas, according to Rabbi Hananya, he says, no, the Pesach Rishon is, of course, the ikar. The Pesach Sheni makes it up. And therefore, if you brought Pesach Sheni, no karet. If you, by mistake, didn't bring it, no karet. Only in the case where you're mezid on both, now the Pesach Sheni incriminates what you didn't do on Pesach Rishon. Now the Gemara says, where's the source in the Torah for these opinions? Ushloshtan, Mikra Echad Darshu. All three opinions basically learn it from the same Pasuk. How? Pasuk says, Va'ish asher hu tahor. Fellow was tahor, he was pure. Ubederech lo haya. And he was not far away. He was able to bring the Qurban. Rabbi Sabar, Rabbi says, Ve'hadar la'asot ha-pesah. And still it says the Pasuk that the guy refrained from bringing the Pesach. He had no excuse. He was tahor, he was in town. But still, the hadar la'asot ha-pesah. What does the Pasuk say? Ve'nechreta. He's going to get karet. Why? The lo abad berishon. Because he didn't bring it on Pesach Rishon. Now, inameh, or korban Hashem lo hekriv b'mo'ado. Now let me give you the pasuk outside. The pasuk says, I'll quote you the whole pasuk so you get to appreciate it. I have it here. Ve'ish asher hu tahor ubederech lo haya v'hadar la'asot ha-pesach v'nechreta nefesh ma'amiya ki korban Hashem lo hekriv b'mo'ado heto yisa ha'ishahu. Now, how do you learn that end of the pasuk? Ki korban Hashem lo hekriv. Rabbi learns that this word ki is interpreted as if, and it's introducing a new case. The first part of the pasuk is saying he didn't bring Pesach Rishon, hayav karet. Period. Now, ki, if he did not bring the Pesach b'mo'ado in its time, meaning on Pesach Sheni, heto yisa, he's going to carry his sin. Now, how do we know that that sin is a karet? It doesn't say on that side of the pasuk karet. So let's read that inside. Iname korban Hashem lo ikri b'mo'ado b'sheni ubemai heto yisa karetu. Well, how do you know that when it says heto yisa is referring to karet? So the Gemara says like this. Let me give you an introduction. There's a pasuk in the Torah that talks about a megadif. What is a megadif? There's actually a mahloket what a megadif is. Some say a megadif is somebody that blasphemes God. That's somebody that chas v'shalom curses Hashem. The Gemara doesn't usually say that explicitly. It usually calls the megadif mevarechet Hashem. It says it in a euphemistic way. It doesn't want to say it explicitly because it's so severe. There's another opinion that says no, the megadif is not somebody that is mevarech Hashem. It's somebody that praises an avodah zarah. That's also a form of giduf, verbally or orally giving praise to avodah zarah. Now, by the megadif, whatever you can explain it, it clearly says that the punishment of giduf is karet. That's clear. Now, if you learn that giduf is birkat Hashem, we have another pasuk in the Torah that says, "V'el bnei Yisrael tedaber lemor ish ish ki yikalel Elohav v'nasach et o." Now, yikalel Elohav. Good. What is yikalel? That's a megadeth. What is the punishment of megadeth? Karet. Good. So therefore, when it says by the pasuk ki yikalel Elohav et o yisah, that's talking about karet. Oh, once you tell me by mekalel it says the word v'nasach et o, and by korban pesach it says avono yisa, right? The pasuk by korban pesach says et o yisa. We make a gezerah shavah, and I say just like that pasuk of the mekalel, which is a megadeth which gets karet, and it says the words v'nasach et o. So by korban pesach, where it says et o yisa, is also karet. Therefore, the pasuk is read like this by Korban Pesach. If a person was tahor, or a person was in town, ve'lo asa et the Pesach, and he didn't do the Pesach, ve'nichreta. Period. Ki, if Korban Hashem, if he did not bring the Korban Hashem, be'mohado, meaning on Pesach sheni, chato yisa. What's chato yisa? The same chato yisa that's written by a mekalel. What is a mekalel? Mekalel is a megadeth. What's a megadeth? Karet. So that's the way Rabbi learns the pasuk. Let's read this inside. Kasabar megadeth anu beverech Hashem. Uchti beverech et Hashem v'nasa chato. V'gamar hay chato dehaka mechato dehatam. I learn a gezerah shavah. Chato, chato. By mekalel to Pesach. Ma le'alan karet. Afkan namer karet. So that's the derash according to Rabbi. Rabbi Natan savar. Rabbi Natan has a different derash. He says like this: Vehadal la'asot haPesach v'nichreta. Person did not bring korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon v'nichreta. He gets karet. Now, when it says ki korban Hashem, lo ekli b'mo'ado, he doesn't learn the key as if introducing a new case. He learns it as because. Key is a very versatile word, the Gemara says. Key, you can learn it in four different ways. In this case, he's learning it as because, meaning the pasuk is just explaining the reason why he's going to get karet for not bringing Pesach Rishon. Ki korban Hashem not even mo'ado, because he didn't bring the korban at the right time. Finished. And therefore there's only karet on Pesach Rishon. Deha ki, the word ki, lashon deha. It is deha, because. And therefore read the pasuk like this. Ba'aki kama rachmana. Deha korban Hashem lo ekri b'mo'ado barishon. Since he did not bring the korban barishon, therefore he's going to get karet just for Pesach Rishon. Now we have a problem with it. Because according to Rabbi Natan, the pasuk is redundant. Why? Because the pasuk says, if he doesn't bring the korban Pesach, he's going to get v'nichreta. Why? Because he didn't bring the korban on Pesach Rishon, chet o yisa. You told me already chet o yisa, you told me already he's getting karet. What do you have to tell me? Chet o yisa, what do you have to tell to me twice? So the Gemara says, hay chet o yisa, may avidle. What is the word chet o yisa? So therefore I'll tell the outside that I'll read the inside. He says like this. Chet o yisa is referring to Pesach Rishon according to him. And it's talking about Pesach Rishon, if you don't bring it, you get karet. Now, he holds that when the Torah talks about the Megadeth, Megadeth is not a Mekalel Hashem. He learns a Megadeth is somebody that praises idolatry. Okay, so we know a Megadeth gets karet, that's a clear pasuk. But I got another pasuk on a Mekalel Hashem. What does the pasuk say Mekalel Hashem? The pasuk says, V'ish ki yikalel et Elohav v'nasach et o. I don't know what punishment that is. Oh, so I'll go back to Pesach. And I'll tell you, the punishment of a mekalel is karet. Which means in this case, mekalel is my unknown, and my known is Pesach. And therefore I learn my unknown from my known and make a gizinashvach and say, just like Pesach Rishon you get karet, so to the mekalel you also get karet. That's the way I learn, and we read it inside. Ve'ay, hay peto yisa may avid le, kasabar megadef lavaynu mevarechet Hashem. He holds that when it says megadef that you get karet in the Torah, that's not a mevarech Hashem. It's not somebody that's mekalel. There's a megadef and there's a mekalel. Well, the megadef, we know the Torah clearly says you get karet. By the mekalel, it just says heto yisa. Oh, vegamar hay heto deata may heto deacha. I learned the unknown of the mekalel to the known of Pesach. Ma hacha karet, just like my Pesach's karet. Afatam karet. So that's the proof of Rabbi Natan. I'll go to the third opinion. The Rav Hananya ben Akavya Sabar. Rav Hananya ben Akavya says like this. Vehada la'asot ha-pesa. A person refrained from bringing Korban Pesach. Venechreta. Now, how does he learn the word ki? He learns the word ki also as if. Meaning, the pasuk is going to say like this. When is a person going to get karet if he doesn't bring Pesach Rishon? Ki korban Hashem lo akrivu odo. Only if he doesn't bring it as well on Pesach Sheni. I korban Hashem lo akrivu mo'ado b'sheni. So therefore, according to him, the only way you get karet, you got to be mezid on both. So the pasuk is really saying like this. If a person did not bring on Pesach Rishon, when? Only if, key, if he does not bring also on Pesach Sheni. Then you will get karet on the first Pesach. Now, according to him also, what does it mean? Het o yisa. Het o yisa is also extra. The Gemara says, Het o yisa may avid le. Kid Amra, he'll do the same thing that Rabbi Natan did with it. The Het o yisa teach me that a mekalel gets karet. Because mekalel, according to him, is not a megadeth. Therefore, it's unknown. Therefore, my Gemara teach me a mekalel gets karet. Good. Hilkach. Now the Gemara summarizes all the opinions for us and says like this. Hizid beze ubeze. If let's say you were mizid on both, Pesach and Pesach Sheni, devrei akol hayav. According to all three opinions, you're going to get a karet. Shagad beze ubeze, devrei akol patur. But if you're shogeg on both, everybody holds, you're patur. You can't get a karet on a shogeg. Hezid barishon v'shagag b'sheni. Well, let's figure it out ourselves. He was a hezid on the first one and not on the second. Well, according to the B, obviously you're going to get karet. And furthermore, according to the B Natan, that's the main Pesach, you're also going to get karet as well. So the Gemara says, l'rebi u'l'rebi Natan mehaybe. Rav Hananya ben Akavya patur. But according to Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, you're going to be patur. Why? Because on the second Pesach, you were shogeg. And therefore, the second Pesach makes up the first one. Since you weren't a mezid on the second, you're not going to be hayav. That's the first case. Now, shagag barishon vehezid b'sheni. You're a shagag on the first one, hezid on the second one. According to the B, hayav. The B's rule is, you're always going to be hayav on any mezid. Okay, the Gemara says, let it be hayav. Good. According to the B, Natan, will be haninab and akavya patur. Why? According to Rabbi Natan, we understand because you only hayav karet in the first one. According to Rabbi Natan, you only hayav mezid on both. So therefore, this little last piece of the Gemara is a summary of all the shitot. And now we move on to the next Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, "Ezuhi derech lechoka." Well, now we want to know distance. You tell me a fellow is far away that he couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. How far was he? What's considered far that we give him a dispensation to bring Pesach Sheni? Gemara, Mishnah says, Mina Modi'in v'lahutz. From the city of Modi'in and beyond. That's the cutoff point. If a person is at the time of the Korban Pesach, which starts at 12 o'clock, let's say in the afternoon, Chatzot, that's when Korban Pesach technically can be brought. So if a person is at Modi'in at 12 o'clock when the Korban Pesach is about to be brought, that already is considered too far, and therefore he's exempt, he can bring a Pesach Sheni. Uchbidata lechol ruach. Now, for that matter, it's not Modi'in is only one direction. But take the distance of, from Yerushalayim to Modi'in in any direction. Let's say for argument's sake, the Gemara is going to say it's 15 mil. 50 mil? Okay, so it's 50 mil to any direction from Yerushalayim. That's considered Derech Rechoka. Devrei Rabbi. Sorry, Devrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar Omer Me'eskupat Azra Ulchutz. He says a person can be actually very close, but so long as he's outside the threshold of the Azara of the Beit HaMikdash, this is considered Bederech Rechoka. Again, let's read the Rabbi Elazar Shita. Rabbi Elazar Omer Me'eskupat Azra Ulchutz. Outside the threshold of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, if you're outside that threshold at the time of the Qurban, already, which is relatively very close, but he considers it already, a guy there is going to be exempt, he can bring Pesach Sheni. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef concurs with this opinion, and he says, Lefichach nakud al he. If you look at the Torah, when it says Derech Rechoka, on the he of Rechoka, there's a dot on top of it. The Sefer Torah is a dot on top. Now we have a tradition that says whenever you have a dot on top of a letter, it comes to restrict the word. It comes to limit the word. As if the Torah is saying, Derech Rechoka, don't take it so far. There's a dot on the head to teach you, it's not so far. We're restricting the word. It's actually quite close. So long as you're not in the outside the threshold of the Azara, you're considered already somebody that's been Derech Rechoka. Lo mipnei shrachok vadai doesn't mean that you have to be conclusively far. Ela meskupat azara v'lahutz. Even if it's just from the eskupat of the azara and beyond, it's considered rechoka. Of course, the Gemara will analyze this opinion as well. And we begin the Gemara. Amar Ula min amodi'im lirushalayim 15 milin havya. From modi'im to Yerushalayim is 15 mil. Now let's try to understand that in our terminology. A meal is 2,000 amot. Each amma, for argument's sake, is about 2 feet. So technically, one meal would be about 4,000 feet, which is less than a mile. So 15 meal can be anywhere between, let's say, 10 and 12 miles. That's the distance that we're saying. 15 mil. Now let's analyze, why did he choose that to be the distance? Where did he get 15 mil to be considered Derech Rechoka? So he says, Savar la ki had amar Rabba bar Barhana amar Yuhanan. Kama mehalach adam bayom. How much can a person walk a day? What do you mean by day? Day means from sunrise to sunset. Person walking, non-stop. How much can he work? Walk. Asara parsa'ot. 10 parsa'ot. Now each parsa is 4 mil. So technically a person could walk 40 mil a day. 10 parsa'ot, each parsa is 4 mil. 10 times 4, 40 mil a day. Now, me'alot ha-shahar ve'ad ha-netzah hama. Hameshit milim. Now, this is only talking from sunrise to sunset. But how much can a person walk from dawn to sunrise? Right, before sunrise, dawn to sunrise. So the Gemara says, person could walk 5 mil. You can walk 5 mil from dawn to sunrise. Mishkiyat hama v'atzitikim hameshit milim. Furthermore, you could walk from sunset till the stars come out, you could walk another 5. Tashulehu tiltin. So now you're left with 30 mil. Which means, if we said that a person could walk between sunrise and sunset 40 mil, right? Now subtract 10, because you can actually make up 5 before sunrise and 5 after sunset. So therefore all you have technically is 30 mil left, right? Hamisar mesafra lepalgadi yoma, vahamisar mepalgadi yoma leurta. Split it up. 15 from sunrise to midday, and 15 from midday until sunset. Therefore, from sunrise to midday, how far is it? How far are you going to walk? 15 mil. Now, from midday until sunset, how far are you going to walk? 15 mil. Perfect. Now, when do we bring the Korban Pesach? Midday. Midday until sunset. Because you can't sprinkle the blood after sunset. So therefore, very good. That's where we got the 15 meal from. Because if a person is 15 meal away, that's the maximum he could walk in that amount of time. If he's 15 meal away, he's not going to get there. More than 50, he's not going to get there. So therefore, the cutoff point is 50 meal. Let's review the mathematics over here. Person walks 40 meal a day. Now let's break it down. He could walk 5 from dawn to sunrise. He could walk 5 from sunset to the stars. So that's 10 of them. You have 30 left. How do you split the 30 from sunrise to sunset? 15 from sunrise to midday, 15 from midday to sunset. Beautiful. So therefore, if a person's 15 meal away at midday, so therefore he can only walk up to 15. More than 15 is not going to get there. So therefore, if you're 15 or more away, you're considered bederech rechoka. You're not going to get to the Yerushalayim because you can't walk more than that. And therefore, you're going to be patur from the shon. You'll bring sheni. So the Gemara says, Ula l'tameh. Ula is following his reasoning. Damar Ula is he derech rechoka? Because she'en yachod ikanes b'shat shechita. Which is according to him, derech rechoka means you're not going to be able to get there when they're slaughtering. Meaning they're slaughtering from noon until sunset. If you cannot make it there for any of the slaughtering, even though you can make it there for the eating, which means bottom line, this guy's going to get there at night. He'll be there for the time of the eating. That's not good for Ula. Consider derech rechoka already, you're exempt if you're not going to be there at the time of the shechita, even if you'll be there for the time of the eating. Now, Amar Mor, the Gemara says, Me'alot ha-shachar ad ha-netzach ha-ma ha-meshet minin minalam. Side question. How do you know that from dawn till sunrise is 5 meal? Who told you that? Who told you that a person could walk from dawn to sunrise 5 meal? So the Gemara says, Dikhtiv, Uchmo ha-shachar ala. It says the dawn broke. This was in the story of Sedom, when the angels came to save Lot from Sedom. It says they came at dawn. Vayeitzu ha-malachim. So the malachim came and they forced out Lot, right? Uchtiv. And then it says, Hashemesh yatzah la'aris. Then the sun rose. So we have this exact frame that we want. Dawn until sunrise. And what does it say? Ve'lot ba'a tzu'ara. And Lot got to the city of Tzu'ar. Now, the Amar of Harina. Rav Harina said, Lididi haziliyahu atra. I saw this place, which means I know the distance between Sedom and Tzu'ar. Ve'avya hameshet milin. And it's exactly 5 mil. Therefore, you could assume that what? From dawn until sunrise, it's a distance of 5 mil. In any event, that is the opinion of Ula, that says so long as a person is 15 meal or more away from midday already, right? He's 15 meal away from Yerushalayim, he's considered bederech rechoka. If he was 14 meal away, he's okay because he'll get there right before sunset and they're still able to shechet korban Pesach, so he would not have the dispensation of Pesach Sheni. He would have to bring on Pesach Rishon. If he's 15 or more, we say, you're too far, you're able to bring Pesach Sheni. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.